Gost u studiju je pesnikinja Sanja Kačar iz Melburna. Sanja, dobar dan.
Dobar dan, Biljana. Evo, imamo priliku da se sretnemo po treći put ove godine, što je veoma velika čast.
Učestalo je.
Izgleda.
Znači da dosta radiš.
Pa malo, ova godina je intenzivnija sa nekim umetničkim delom moje duše, koji je malo poguran, bio je malo ospavao godinu dve, rekla bih, skoro. I sad su neke nove stvari stupile na scenu. Nedavno smo imali razgovor vezan za izložbu i evo sad se danas susrećemo ponovo da predstavimo promociju moje četvrte knjige sledeće nedelje.
Mm-hmm. Znači, to je u subotu, je li tako? U subotu, koji je to datum?
Jeste, to je subota 29. oktobar u 7 sati uveče u crkvi, našoj crkvi u Brunswicku.
I da kažemo slušalcima, to je četvrta knjiga, znači Iznad crvenoga mora. Je li tako?
Jeste. To je knjiga koja je jedan moj iskorak dalje, nadam se. Kao što smo spomenuli ranije, objavljena je prva moja knjiga objavljena u Australiji i prva knjiga objavljena na tri jezika, u kojoj ja obavljam ovako dosta jednu veliku ulogu. Preuzela sam ulogu izdavača, prevodioca, naravno pesnika, i po prvi put se pojavljujem kao ilustrator u tim knjigama.
Mm-hmm. I da kažemo, to je prvi put da je knjiga izašla na tri jezika, znači osim na srpskom, na engleskom i na francuskom, je li tako?
Jeste. Tako da, međutim, bilo je komplikovano da napravimo promociju za sva tri jezika odjednom, pa sam nekako ipak odlučila da to bude za sad srpski i engleski, a možda kasnije u budućnosti da to bude engleski i francuski.
I još isto samo da napomenemo da je knjiga dostupna i u Nacionalnoj biblioteci Viktorije.
Jeste, knjiga je zvanično registrovana. Dobila sam jedan veoma lepi email iz Kambere koji govori da doprinosim ovde umetničkom delu Australije i zahvalni se, znači, i postoji zavedena pod brojem, određenim brojem, u Swanston Street Library se može naći.
Mm-hmm. Odlično. E sad da pričamo malo o promociji, znači, koja će biti 29. oktobra, subota u crkvi Sveta Trojica u Brunswicku u 7 uveče. Da kažemo, kakva će to biti promocija, pošto ovoga puta radiš nešto sasvim drugačije?
Pa evo ovako, Biljana, do neke mere su stvari ponešto drugačije. Radim ovaj put opet sa drugom ekipom. Međutim, uradili smo do sada dve ovako slične promocije do neke mere, koje će biti dvojezične. Zadnji put smo imali na promociji 60 ljudi. Veoma, veoma uspešno veče koje se moglo videti kroz naše novine kasnije. I znači, veće promocije planiram da imam, znači, dva engleska čitača i da imam muzičku pozadinu. Znači, imaću predivnu dragu damu Izabelu Staškovski i mladog gospodina koji se zove Nik Topakas. I također će biti muzička pozadina organizovano kroz Piano Time koju vodi Sam Hersus Janto, a mlada dama koja će biti muzičar te večeri zove se Anastasija Barišnikova.
Pa mogu da kažem da će to biti pravo multikulturalno veče.
Mogu vam reći da ovako dok sam stigla da izgovorim sva ova prezimena, trebalo je poprilično snage. Međutim, pa to je ideja čitavog ovog projekta, da otvara se, znači, prema drugim narodima, da se otvara prema srcima ljudi iz svih pozadina.
Mm-hmm. E sad mi moramo da otkrijemo jednu tajnu našim slušaocima, da su gosti u studiju upravo Izabela i Nik. Welcome Izabela, welcome Nik.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
Let's start with you, Izabela. Can you tell me more about this project that you're doing now?
Yeah, so we've both met maybe 2 weeks ago now and we discussed some of the poetry and what it means to Sanya and what it means to us, and Nick and I have both been reading at home and talking about which poems really resonate with us and why, and I've been reading them and trying to kind of give it my own twist and understanding, mm-hmm. and really excited about reading together on the 29th.
How did you learn about the book from Sanya? Like, you know, when you met?
Yeah, so when we met, she just introduced herself and introduced her work, and I hadn't read her work before, but now I've gone through all of her all of her writing, and I'm really, you know, captivated by the themes, and, you know, it resonates as well with me coming from also an immigrant family, all those ideas of immigration and travel and, you know, almost philosophical kind of concepts. It's really beautiful.
Your background is Polish, is it?
Yeah, my background is Polish, yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you study? What do you do?
I'm actually currently finishing my degree. I'm doing Bachelor of Journalism at RMIT, so finishing that up this week, actually.
So we are colleagues. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a favourite poem from Sanyo's book?
There's one that I really like particularly called I Have Today, and I thought maybe I could read that for you.
Yes, of course, yeah. Please.
I have today. Time is a waterfall, and I am a drop in it. In a drop of time, a briefly connected sound and figure, a passerby through today. I know one day, when birds take my smile, the world will not stop smiling. My departure will not resolve anything. Everything will go ahead, even without me. I ask myself, if my life will leave a mark, will my touch stay with someone as loving? Will somebody remember the way I used to look, so deep in the same way a scream is remembered? There are many questions. Will it happen? But only time will show. There are still so many dawns ahead of me, wrapped in mysterious wonderings. From now till then, it is only inevitable, as an answer or as a defeat. The indefinite lines of time exists, stretched from yesterday to tomorrow. And that line will exist, even when reality eats my today, even when my mornings stop being present. But I still have today, and I am not going to give it away easily. Maybe the past and the future are the queens of some time that is out of my control, but I have today, and I am counting on it, and tomorrow will also bring its own today.
Thank you so much, Isabella. That was really touching. You read it really with the deep emotion, I can say. And have you done anything like this before? Like, did you have any similar project in the past?
I haven't done a project like this. I've done some documentary work and radio work, but in other kind of fields. So this is a lot more creative, and I think there's a lot more soul in this.
So that's something new that you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, it's something quite new.
Fantastic. What about you, Nick? Have you done anything like this before?
I'm in film and television, so I've done a few short films and such, but been on the radio before, and yeah, poetry hasn't been something that I've ever followed particularly, but I met Sanyo when I was filming a short film with her son as the main actor, and she noticed a painting that one of my friends had painted, and I had a portfolio of his, showed her, and we got along, and she invited me to do this, and it seems like a really promising event. Her poetry is really quite beautiful, so it's really interesting, especially being... I haven't read any foreign poetry before or anything like that, and it resonates hard.
Mm.
Always poetry, you find a link to it somehow. And
so do you have your favourite poem?
Yes. I Have Today is actually something that me and Issa both found to be quite a powerful poem. But here's one that I also quite enjoyed, if that's all right with Sanyo.
Of course. Go ahead.
I am looking at you. You are sinking into my soul. You tricked the beauty and stole its name. I don't have enough words to describe you. With my palms, I would like to make a drawing of you on the sky, because your presence is healing, all surrounding.
Well, first of all, I have to say this is really powerful poem, but you read it in a very subtle way. So it's... something that I say takes you in a very special place, somewhere deep in the soul. Nick, your surname Topakis says that you Greek background.
Yeah, it's purely the last name that says that. I'm only an eighth Greek, an eighth Italian, a bit Egyptian, mostly English. So, you know, I'm a modern-day Australian.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fantastic. So you mentioned that you are in a film and television industry. Can you tell us more about what you do?
Yeah, so I'm studying film and television at the moment, about halfway through the course. And on the side, I also co-owner and co-director of Hey Arnold Productions, and we do small videography projects, you know, whatever budget you're willing to use, we're willing to do it. But also doing some YouTube stuff, got a little comedy thing called Topahoo. So me and my friend Jack O'Donohue, we just make some funny videos and post them up.
Do you have YouTube or Facebook address?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah. It's just Topahoo, and you can find it on that, T-O-P-A-H-O-O-O.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for you know, coming in studio with Sanya and talking to me, and I wish you all the best. And I think it will be a very successful project. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sanja, ovo je stvarno projekat koji je malo neobičan, znači nikad do sada nisi radila tako nešto. I baš me interesuje kako će da uspe.
Pa, znate šta, evo vidite ovih dvoje divnih ljudi, tako da se nadam da ćemo imati jedno lepo veče kao što smo imali prošli put, zaista. Ja baš uživam u ovoj saradnji s njima i energiju koju razmenjujemo, jednu opuštenost, nadam se, koju imamo kroz sve ovo. I srećna sam da to mogu da podelim s ljudima i da mogu da prenesem tu poruku, te moje poezije dalje, jer mislim da, što kažu naši ljudi, na mladima svet ostaje. Ja samo još želim da zaokružim pre nego što završim ovaj razgovor, da će ova knjiga također biti predstavljena na sajmu knjiga u Beogradu. Pre nego što zaboravim, 23. oktobra počinje sajam. Znači negdje drugog dan otprilike na štandu Dijaspore gospodin pesnik i književni kritičar Radomir Mićunović predstavit će moju knjigu, i glumica, čije ime nazvalost još ne znam, će također govoriti nekoliko mojih pesama. Tako da za ljude koji putuju, ako putuju to vreme tamo, mogu da znaju da će knjiga biti predstavljena,
znači,
i u Beogradu.
Međunarodni beogradski sajam knjiga od 23. oktobra traje 7 ili 8 dana.
Jeste. Tako da kažem, mislim da će biti negdje drugog dana predstavljena. Tako da ja sam ovako telo ovdje, srce tamo, pa je bilo neminovno da predstavimo u knjigu također u književnim krugovima u Beogradu. Tako da su to dve potpuno različite atmosfere književne koje ja ovdje sad gradim ovako na jedan način tamo i na jedan način ovdje, otvaranje ovako prema drugim jezicima i drugim kulturama, i kažem prema ljudima koji se bave ovako medijima, filmom i sličnim stvarima, tako da.
Fantastično. Sanja, hvala mnogo.
Hvala vama
što ste nam
dali ovu mogućnost da se pojavimo na programu i da malo to predstavimo što radimo, i nadam se da ćemo vidjeti mnoge slušaoce ovog programa 29. oktobra, znači uveče, da podelimo ovo što spremamo za njih.
Hvala još jednom. Thank you very much, Isabella, Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.